ברוכים הבאים לפודקאסט של שפות שלי, בית ספר לאנגלית ושפות נוספות. אני אריאל, נמצא כאן היום עם ג'וש.
Hello Ariel, how are you?
I'm doing great, Josh. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I've been very, very busy, working a lot, teaching a lot.
I know. You've got long hours,
yeah.
But I'm stoked to have you back.
Yeah.
Make some time for a little short podcast today.
I'm very stoked as well. We have something very interesting to talk about today.
We have a special topic, משהו מעניין, משהו ייחודי, which אני בטוח שבי מכם לא שמעתם עליו.
Yeah.
Let's get started. What's today's topic?
We're going to talk about something, קוראים את זה, it's called biomimicry. אז זה בעצם שתי מילים שאנחנו שומעים ביחד. אז יש לנו bio. What is bio?
Bio is like anything that's related to tech, medical tech.
גם, אבל זה יותר כללי, we can say it's related to life, right? חיים, biology, biologia, right? So bio זה בשביל ביולוגיה או חיים, and then mimicry, אז מה זה מים? אם היית בספרד, ספת. אם היית בספרד, מה זה מים?
המים. המים זה כאילו אחד שזז.
הוא זז, אבל הוא בעצם מתנהג שהוא כזה בתוך משהו, הוא לא מדבר, נכון? הוא כזה בונה קירים עם הידיים שלו, נכון?
כמו... How do you say it in English? It's
he mimes.
Mimes, yeah.
And he mimics things, right? So we get the דבר אחד שהוא, he mimics, because he pretends that something's there, אבל גם... הוא גם מעתיק אחרים, וככה זה הקטע שלו, שהוא מפריע אנשים, כזה עושה מה הם עושים, אבל לא מדבר, נכון?
אוקיי.
אז so to mimic זה להעתיק, לעשות איך מישהו אחר עושה, right? So biomimicry is basically the process or the interesting phenomenon, המקרה מתי שאנשים, inventors, מה זה inventor בעברית?
ממציאים.
ממציאים אנשים ש...
המציאו
דברים, כן?
אוקיי.
They instead, במקום סתם לקחת איזשהו רעיון, הם ייקחו את הרעיון ויחפשו בטבע, בשביל משהו שאולי יעזור להם כדי לבנות משהו שזה יותר פרויקטיבי או אפקטיבי.
אוקיי. So it's basically mimicking nature.
כן.
So it's a collection of biology and mimicry.
כן.
So they call it mimicking, but instead of mimicking, they call it mimicry.
כן. Biomimicry is the correct term. Absolutely.
Okay.
So I thought, because we are limited with time, I thought we could just talk about a few interesting cases that I've found that we can talk about. So in Japan, I believe this is Japan, they have a very, very they use their railroads a lot, right? They have these trains that go from places.
Bullet trains,
exactly. What is a bullet?
Bullet's a kadu.
Kadu, right? So a bullet...
Kadu beneshek.
Kadu is a neshek, right? So it goes fast, right?
Right.
It goes very, very fast. It cuts through air.
Because of shape.
Ken. Exactly. Now, in Japan, there are some mountainous areas, and so in order to get through, they have to have tunnels, right? Now, when you go through a tunnel, you have a change in pressure. Lachatz avira.
And also friction.
And friction, yeah. Well, that's from changing pressure, right? And so what they found is when these trains are going very fast through the tunnels,
Minara,
Ken, when it goes fast, when the train leaves the tunnel, it hits a wall of air pressure from outside, and it makes a loud noise, right?
Okay.
So they had to figure out a way to make this train quieter, right? So...
In the tunnel or on
the train overall quieter. This was the main issue, was the sound, this loud noise when the train hits the pressure of the air, right? However, there are other issues as well. Trains, are rickety. What is rickety? Because they'll say, because they're rushed.
They'll say rush, because they're not nice.
Broken. Because it sounds, there's other issues too, right? So... The big one that I want to talk about, there are a few other examples that they did the train, but the main thing that I want to talk about was how were they going to fix this problem of a bullet train that leaves a tunnel very fast? How are they going to make it quieter, right?
Okay.
So, interestingly enough, one of the members, I believe, either on the team of the construction or management, who was influential, so he was able to have his voice heard, was a bird watcher. What is a bird watcher?
Bird watcher, sofe, tzipurim.
Kent. Very good. And so what he had in mind was he wanted to basically take inspiration from birds and wildlife that he saw, that he noticed, because birds are very aerodynamic. What is aerodynamic?
הם יודעים להתאים את עצמם לאוויר. I don't know the exact word in Hebrew, אבל aerodynamic. הם יכולים לכתוב את האוויר בצורה אופטימלית.
Exactly. Very good. So
the copying is saying basically what biomimicry is they copying. In order to take that example from Japan, they're basically with a train, they're copying birds from nature.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to copy the way birds from nature in order to reduce the sound, the frictional sound, and make the train more aerodynamic and reduce the, let's say, the friction and the air resistance, the sound that will make on the train, because there must be a serious boom.
Yeah.
Because it's moving pretty quick.
Yeah, and it's hitting that wall of air outside of the tunnel, right? So basically, this is what I think is very interesting, because we have an example of not just biomimicry, but mimicry in nature too, in physics, right? Because he looked at a bird, that doesn't just fly through air, but that actually fishes. This bird is called the kingfisher.
Mm-hmm.
And what is unique about this bird is that its beak, how do you say beak? It's the ozen, no, the ha'af shel ha'tzibur. Ha'tzibur, ken. It's very, very, it's big, right?
Okay.
Is shaped, u'betzuga, that when this fish see, or when this bird sees a fish in the water, it can fly down and its head will go through the water and catch the fish, right? Now, what's very interesting is that when its beak and its head goes into the water, it doesn't splash. It's a little spritz mine.
That's fully streamlined.
Again, it goes into, it pierces the water.
It would go in like a knife. In and get the fish. It's actually making a very sharp... it's cutting through water like a knife.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's reducing sound completely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's pretty cool. Okay. And then what? And so you learn from that sound reduction?
Well, this is interesting, right? Because we basically see that this bird's beak, when it cuts through water, there is no splash. And they were able to see that this rule, this law, can also be applied not just with liquid, but with also with gas, with air, right? So the fact that the physics are also kind of the same in many sense, not 100% the same, but they're very, very similar, is also in some ways a form of mimicry, right? It's natural mimicry.
Right. Say, okay.
Which is a cool phenomenon. So that there's a lot more to this story, and I don't want to talk about all this.
Into the physics. Into the physics side of how they actually use the sound reduction. But you're saying they use the kingfisher bird as an inspiration?
As one of the birds. There's other birds that go into it as well. I don't want to talk about it right now. I think to save it for some of my students, because it's a very, very interesting topic. But
מה שיפה פה בעצם, יורש, what you want to share to the מזינים שלנו, that when you do a course at us, when you learn English, basically, especially with you, is that... you talk about, we go to thinking.
Talk about
topics which will broaden your horizon.
Yeah.
And this is something new for me as well. Like, first time I heard about biomimicry, it actually makes a lot of sense. It's a very smart topic because, and when you think about it, okay, this okay, so it means that we can draw from nature, really everything that we have today, including the latest technology. Because the nature is, technology works harmoniously with nature.
So now what I think we should actually, because you said this, I was actually originally thought maybe be ready to give other examples of biomimicry, but there are plenty. And if you're interested, you can look online, just type in examples of biomimicry and technology and you can find it. But I would like to now talk about something that I think is interesting, because even though we do see things, many times becoming the most effective through natural processes, evolution or whatever you want to call it, right? There are a few instances in where living species or systems actually evolve and they have aspects that are inefficient, that don't work well, okay?
So you're saying it's like an anti...
Well, it's not anti-biomimicry, but basically to mimic it wouldn't be the most effective way of doing something, right?
Do you have an example of something?
Yeah, I do. There are a few examples. So there is a type of, I believe...
Drop the bomb.
Okay, so this is one, it's very, very sad, actually, but there's a type of, I believe, goat or not bull, but goat. It's a goat or maybe a ayal.
Okay.
That has horns, right? Mm-hmm. Ayalim, do they have horns? No.
Nothing they do.
The men one, the male ones, right?
Okay.
Zacharim. And so some of them, they grow out and they twirl, they curl out, right? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a specific type where there was a mutation where they actually start to curl in. And eventually over age, these horns...
It's more of a ram.
A ram, it's a ram. Yeah, it's a type of ram. That's what I was... What's a ram?
I have no idea how to say ram in Hebrew, but sukshel goat. If you type in ram,
it's called
ram. ראם בגוגל.
אוהב לדפוק את הראש שלו על דבר.
כן, אז יש לו כמו קרניים כאלה שהן מוגלות. Talk about Rams.
Yeah.
It's also an American football team called
the Rams. Yeah. But basically, the short story is about this, and it's very unfortunate, and people have taken initiatives to help this type of ram, is that the horns, what do we say horns?
Karnaim
will actually start to fold inward. And if nothing is done about it, it will actually grow into the skull, a rosh, and it will kill it.
Eventually.
Its own
horns
will grow into its brain, basically. It'll come out and then come back and kill it, right? So that's an example of a trait that's been passed down through evolution. Again, that's a different discussion.
Have they been dying from these?
Yeah, they die from it, yeah.
Is it they died old age when they're supposed to die, or they don't?
No, it
kills them.
It can make them blind too. Sometimes it'll go into their eyes. It's really, really, it's fortunate and sad thing to see. But that's evolution, right? And that's
maybe we'll grow some horns as well one day. Don't know.
Well, it has been documented in humanity, but that's a different. I don't know. There has been at least one person I think to have some sort of outgrowth of keratin.
Horn.
It's like the same material that...
Human unicorn?
Yeah, it's the same material that makes up your fingernails. It's
Iponai. Wow. That sounds pretty...
That's not biomimicry. I don't know how for you to copy that.
Okay, so let me ask you a few questions about... if you want to give us maybe one or two more examples about how biomimicry is, let's say, applicable. You spoke about the trait, which is nice.
I'll give you.
It's used in everything, mostly aerodynamics. Everything is related to aerodynamics.
I can give you one other example. And it's very, very quick, but I'm going to need your help to translate some of it. So, do you know what Velcro is? Velcro in Hebrew is called
Velcro scotch. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, Velcro is a material that was inspired by a scientist who was hiking.
Okay.
And when he was hiking, Vayabatiul halach baragel the Avar Bein Kama bushes at Tzitzim, right? And when he left, he had little burrs, echorim burrs, the Rayim Shanid Bakim Alecha. And so he chashav etzmo, avar ze aktsani, it's spiky, right? Lama ze nitbak. Mashu she spiky, amu latset. אז הוא הסתכל על זה, מתחת המיקרוסקופ, וראה שבסוף יש הוקס. מה זה הוק?
הוק זה כמו שפיצים כאלה.
שפיצים, קטנים, מיקרוסקופים. אני חושב לעצמו, אני יכול לעשות משהו מפלסטיק שדומה בזה. ואז יהיה חומר, קוראים לזה סקוטש היום. So, scotch is something that comes directly from being...
From plants in the nature.
Yeah, from the seeds of a certain plant.
אוקיי, אז אם אתם, יש הרבה מהמאזינים שלנו, וגם הרבה מהתלמידים שלנו,
yeah.
שגם עובדים בתחום ההייטק, ועובדים בתחום ההנדסה, אם אתם בתחום הביומימיקרי, ותרצו לכתוב לנו, להוסיף לכל מיני מידע,
please do, we're super
good, ואנחנו גם נשמח לארח אתכם אולי אצלנו,
okay.
We have all the time different guests lately,
yeah.
About different topics, it'll be nice to do a biomimicry expert, to tell us a little bit more details about the job, what it entails, different examples of how you have pretty deep knowledge of a Josh for for an average citizen that doesn't deal with science.
For someone that isn't technology.
That isn't technology orientated, but it's a nice topic to discuss. I've learned something new.
Yeah.
And
when
you're running, biomimicry from humans due to other humans. If you see a fit athletic human, you look how he runs, how he plays tennis, that's just mimicking.
That's just mimicking other people, yeah.
Yeah. But there's a bit of bio to it as well. I mean, there's a science in sports. I mean, there's a science to the way you swing a golf club. To the way you swing a racket, to the way you do things.
So an example by mimicking that would probably be copying some sort of, process, trying to synthesize a chemical that you see in another animal, like steroids, I would imagine.
There'll be more into the biological part. Okay, so thank you for sharing today. Yeah. It was nice to have you on the podcast. Short podcast, but interesting topic.
Yeah.
We're going to be back with a lot of interesting topics, guests. Josh, thank you for sharing. I enjoyed this a lot. It was an interesting topic for me and probably a lot of our listeners. תודה רבה שהזנתם לנו היום.
תודה לכם.
And we'll see you guys again next week. Keep listening ותכתבו לנו כמובן info@sapotshli.co.il. אנחנו זמינים גם בוואטסאפ 053-550-1976 או באינסטגרם או בפייסבוק. יש לכם בקשות, feedback, you want to send us hate mail? That goes directly to Josh. Josh, you want to give him an offer? Hey, man.
No.
Okay. All right. So we'll see you guys again very soon. Keep listening. Keep improving your English and learning new topics. Expand your mind. That's our vision. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.